Never Will I Leave Nor Forsake You. A compilation. A comforting promise in Scripture is that God will never leave those who are His. Hebrews 13:5 says, in part, He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In a world that is constantly changing, and where people are constantly leaving, whether in a family, relationship, or in death, God's promise of never leaving is encouraging. The promise, I will never leave you nor forsake you, was first given to Israel and Joshua before entering the promised land. Encouragingly, Moses reminded Joshua that, as the succeeding leader, the Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Joshua's task of taking the promised land seemed impossible. But with the Lord, the task was possible, for He would not forsake Joshua. In the New Testament, quoting from Deuteronomy 31:6, the author of Hebrews restates the promise of God's eternal presence with believers. The promise is preceded by a command, "Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have." Instead of trusting in riches or material goods, which will ultimately fail, believers should place their hope in God, who promises, "I will never leave you, and I will never abandon you." Riches and other resources can depart in a moment, but the Lord is with His children forever. One's faith and trust, therefore, should be in Him alone. Never will I leave you. At salvation, Christians are permanently indwelt with the Holy Spirit, who is God Himself. Christ affirmed that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, would be with His followers always. Also, Jesus told His disciples that He would be with them to the very end of the age, a promise that has to include present-day believers. The God who promised to never leave Joshua is the same Lord who says He will never leave believers today. Never will I forsake you. Believers have the wonderful promise that God will never forsake them. Jesus felt utterly forsaken by the Father when He took the sins of the world upon Himself on the cross, and now those who trust in Him will not be abandoned in their sinful state. God's eternal promise that He will never leave or forsake believers is not only comforting, but also provides courage to followers of Christ. Because God will never leave or forsake His children, they can live unafraid. Hebrews 13:6 follows God's promise with the statement, "Hence we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me?" Christians can also be emboldened and strengthened by the promise that the Lord will never leave or forsake them. GotQuestions.org. His enduring promise. There is a lot in Daniel's short book in the Bible. There are amazing accounts of triumph from trial and deliverance from execution. Daniel and his three companions refused to compromise their convictions, and even though that kind of stand could have cost them their lives, it ended up ensuring their protection and elevation to the very top of the administration of foreign empires. Kings trembled in awe before them, and made them their counselors and confidants. If all this book contained were these accounts, it would still be one of the Bible's most read and loved books. But there is much more. It is the Old Testament's single most prophetic look into the future. It contains amazingly accurate predictions of events that were to follow its writing, events now fulfilled to the letter, which we now can only sit back and marvel at. They are so accurately fulfilled that skeptics, in order to debunk them, claim that the predictions postdated the events. They can't deny the accuracy, so they snipe at the delivery. The events of the future covered in this book might sound frightening to some, and understandably so. They will be dark days for the world, but we who believe in and love Jesus and do our best to serve Him have His special protection. Furthermore, we must remember that Jesus has a vested interest in preserving us. He wants us to reach others with His love and truth. Daniel wrote that those that know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Christians have endured many hard times before, but the end result has always been a victorious one for Christianity. You might not feel you have the same courage or faith to face dangers as they did, but you do. It is not our strength that will save us, but God's. His word says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Even if there are some dark days ahead, those days are numbered. And after that, those who believe in Jesus and His atonement have only the brightest of futures, everlasting and filled with joy and happiness, to look forward to. Scott McGregor. Why you should be encouraged that God will never leave you. What does it mean that God will never leave nor forsake you? Let's begin by defining these words. The Greek word for leave is aniemi, and this is what this word means: to send back, let go, relax, loosen, give up, or desist from. The word for forsake is ekatalepo. Please don't ask me how to pronounce it. And look at what it means: to leave behind, to abandon, or to desert. When you really understand those two words, you will see why you should be encouraged that God will never leave you or forsake you. Let me put it together for you. God is saying, "I will never send you back, let go of you, relax my hold on you, loosen my grip on you, give up on you, or desist from being around you." He is also saying that I will never leave you behind, abandon you, or desert you. If this does not encourage you or give you a greater understanding of God's faithfulness and commitment to you, then I don't know what will. You can have full confidence that God is with you and will always be with you. When you understand the promise of this verse, you should not only be encouraged that God will never leave you or forsake you, it should give you confidence. Here are some things you can be confident about when it comes to God's faithfulness. You can be confident that God will finish the work He started in you. Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You can be confident that God will protect and provide for you. "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." You can be confident that God will help you make it to the end. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. When you look at the promises of these scriptures, the reason you can be confident is because of the one who is doing the work. God carries out the work. He protects and provides. He carries you to the end. He keeps you in his hand and presence forever. The hope and the confidence of the promise is the God who made it. It does not depend on you. Salvation did not begin with your own merit, and it will not end that way either. God provided the way. God sustains the way. God will keep you in the way. This is your confidence. This is the promise God made when he said he will never leave you or forsake you. Clarence L. Haynes, Jr. Joyful Dependence. I am calling you to live in joyful dependence on me. Many people view dependence as a despicable condition, so they strive to be as self-sufficient as possible. This is not my way for you. I designed you to need me continually and to delight in that neediness. When you live in harmony with your Creator's intentions for you, you can maximize your potential and enjoy your life more. The Apostle Paul exhorted Christians to be joyful always and to pray continually. There is always joy to be found in my presence, and I have promised I will not leave you or forsake you. So you can speak to me at all times, knowing that I hear and I care. Praying continually is a way of demonstrating your deliberate dependence on me, the one to whom you pray. Another powerful way of relying on me is studying my word, asking me to use it to transform you through and through. These delightful disciplines help you live in joyful dependence on me. Delight yourself in me more and more. This increases your joy and glorifies me. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.